Okay, so we're just about to start turning the can. Earlier today, we did the Red V Dragons podcast with the boys. Unfortunately, we had some issues with the hard drive. It blew up about 20 minutes into it, so we lost the first 20 minutes of the 30-minute episode. Although it is available on Spotify and all the audio is available. You'll miss the first 20 minutes of the video, but we have all the audio available. So let's move on to 10 in the can. Lukey, are you happy with that? Are you getting the tick of approval from behind there? Very natural. And just like this episode of 10 in the can, which is brought to you by our friends at Vibe Culture, Billy reached out to me again.
Said what?
Yeah, good.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's good.
We want a bit more.
He goes, yeah. Look, Skipper, he goes, you don't need to be, you know, talking about the ingredients. You stumbled up a little bit.
Like, okay.
He goes, just tell us what it's good for. Tell us when it's coming out.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's good for hangovers.
Do you want me
it's
to talk about for, it?
Yeah, go, Simi, well, I'd love to. We'd love you too. Right. I think Billy would appreciate that too.
Just put hey, Billy. Sleeves. Hey, Billy. So I went on a 3-day Larry, as you guys know. I don't do that no more though. Yeah. That's not me.
This is about Vibe, not about you.
I went
bro.
On a three. Okay, yeah, well, let me speak well, first, yeah, because you guys are talking over me, and I'm trying to
what talk about
talk
yourself
about
again?
Vibe Culture.
Continue.
So, anyways, down, oh man, take that small jacket off. can I please talk about the jacket? Okay, so I went on a 3-day Larry. Obviously, no sleep, no food. No water, maybe a bit of water. But yeah, came home, seen this lying on the bench next to all the rubbish and whatnot. And I smashed them. I literally woke up the next day and felt like nothing happened. I swear to God, felt like nothing happened.
Well, that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what we've got.
And that actually enticed me to keep going. So, but nah.
Beauty, Ryan Girdler, intercept.
Yeah. So... yeah, thank you, Vibe.
Thanks, Vibe.
Thank you.
And that's exactly what it's good for. And by the way, I got a video sent to me by one of Billy's mates.
Yeah.
I can well and truly tell you that Billy come up with this to get over hangovers because the videos that he sent me were a fucking proper giggle.
Put
so
it back on me right now.
Shout out to Billy.
Yeah, shout out to Billy and Vibe Culture for sponsoring the podcast. And let's roll straight into it. We're going to be, Mudders, you said you wanted to start this week. You took a bit of initiative and you said you wanted me to start with Week of Doom.
Yeah, I did, mate. I did.
Okay. Week of Doom, okay.
Just a Week of Doom.
I thought it was grateful for coming off guard. Yeah.
We've changed it, bro. Because
it's a special request.
There's a big announcement.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, there's a big announcement. It's been a very big week for this guy and the Week of Doom. My Week of Doom goes to Justin Horro.
Thanks. I was going to say cheers, Justin.
Cheers,
you know, we just employed Hoz part time here at YKTR Sports. He's done his apprenticeship. He's been here for a year and a half. He hasn't kicked up a stink. You know, you got all the degens behind you. You know, you deserve
grateful
it, mate.
Degens,
yeah, you deserve it. You deserve it. You're killing it. So yeah, Scope's part of the team officially now. So
thank you.
Well
done. Thank you, everyone for supporting me at home. It's a very special day.
Well deserved.
We've got something coming out on the vlog a little bit later.
There's a bit more to this Week of Doom too, okay. and I think Hoz is happy for me to say this. That he's seen someone at the moment. Talks.
No, what? I thought you'd just been at work, but you just...
Yeah, he hasn't been home for a little bit.
You've been working.
You've been learning from me, bro.
Your other job.
Ooh. So, there's a Week
someone?
Of Doom. Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's
seen
someone.
Let's save that. Let's finish our Week of Doom.
But I guess I'm probably more open to it than I've ever been before in a long time.
And it's good to see. So, yeah, that's my Week of Doom. Goes to Hozzy. You've been outstanding.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's save that chat for later then.
Yeah, okay. We're going to readdress that.
Hey, congratulations.
No,
on the back of that, my Week of Doom would, you know, it's hard to not go with Hozzy as well, mate.
Thank you.
My Week of Doom is you, mate. You've came in here and what I've loved about you, you've been very consistent and you've also followed through what you say and you're doing it. I'm very big with what people's going to say something, they do it.
What are you looking at me for?
So, yeah, Hozzy, mate.
Positive.
Yeah, positive.
Fucking congratulations. Isaac told us the news.
This morning.
And, on the back of that, mate, you know, you deserve everything. And you deserve your own degens and that's made it.
We'll touch on this then, a little bit.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit smaller. This is a medium. But my drop will be coming. We're recording this on Friday, but my... podcast will be dropping next Tuesday, I think, and then maybe we'll do the pre-sales for this on the Wednesday, Lukey. Do you reckon that might be a good idea? So yeah, we've got a hoodie. Have we got the hats done in time as well? Okay, so we're going to have a T-shirt, hoodie, and hat combo, and there might be a little discount if you get the bundle together. So, yeah, very thanks, Chico. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Being a part of the team officially, having the you boys make this kit for
nice,
me.
Nice fucking oaf, lad.
Thank you.
On it, mate. You deserve it.
You do deserve it, man. I have a obviously, you and I talk about that shit all the time, so but I've got a week/month of doom.
Ooh!
It's Jackson and his partner.
Yes, very good.
Fucking oath. They moved over.
You know, Jacko,
oh,
my bad. That's a great one.
They may I?
Continue.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Bro. Is that cool? Jackson and his partner moved over. They stayed down in Caringbah, got a place across the road from the office. They're settling in like a fucking ex-husband. And they're killing it, doing really well. They're happy as. They got on the piss last Sunday. Already had a sick day at work. So that's
sick day.
Boss of doom, huh? Boss of doom.
That's probably, the boss of doom, obviously. But
one day off in 4 years.
That's a red flag for me, but I'm going to let that one slide. Strike one for sure. But yeah, that's my welcome. Welcome/month.
On you, Jacko.
That's fucking Jacko.
That's a very good
nice, Jackson. Very good. A lot of positive energy.
I like starting with the week of doom. Actually, it could nice. Be. We're going to move on to the Gratefuls, which are we're obviously always grateful for them. Yeah. It's going to be very hard to top those Gratefuls, but the weeks of doom. Sorry, but my week of doom is for Jetstar. So my, as you know, boys, we're looking at going to Queenstown.
Oh yeah,
we won't say the date.
Yeah.
But Jetstar have just come out with a deal. $250 return.
You're kidding.
This week.
That's jam.
For this week?
No. So there are specific dates for it. So we need to get on top of that.
Yeah.
Jetstar, grateful for
that. Wow. How far is that away?
3 hours, isn't it?
No, I'll start out their schedule.
I think we're looking at going out July sometime.
Hook up and see what the go is. I want to know because I want to book it in, but I need to get out of here.
Yeah, I think we're looking at going in July sometime. But Jetstar, if we can secure those deals, maybe they want to jump on board as a sponsorship as well. It's up to you.
Could vlog it.
If anyone knows anyone at Jetstar,
tag a minute.
Yeah.
We're not talking about air houses, Jordan.
If anyone has... I don't know.
May I?
That'd be nice. That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be.
It's been a tough time for airlines of late, so very grateful for Jetstar potentially getting us the deal of doom, and we can go back and have a good time in Queenstown, which I've never been to before.
Yes.
And Jetstar hats.
I'm really looking forward to it. All right, boys, let's move on to the Gratefuls. Simi would like to start with the Grateful.
Oh, you didn't do your... Did you do your week of doom?
Yeah, my week of doom was Jetstar.
Jetstar.
Oh, that's your week of doom. Oh, yeah. Gun.
Probably it's only a 1 week. I think it's available this week, so we have to...
Right.
I think we've got till today to lock it in.
Should we let Normie book it?
Oh, hey.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Do you want to book it?
What's the thing?
What you're doing, boy.
So what are we on to now? Gratefuls?
Yeah, we're on to Gratefuls.
Yeah, Gratefuls. I'll go first then. My grateful would be...
Yeah, he'll go first.
Because he just said.
Oh, okay, sorry.
My grateful would have to be... It's a hard one. But my grateful
so
would...
So much grateful.
Yeah.
Gratefulness.
No, my grateful would have to be...
I think I know
be,
who.
My grateful would have to be April.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, it was we did a really good podcast yesterday, and I think it's really funny, and I think it's going to... Really
for everyone that don't know April, who's April?
April Hart. She came on my last
podcast. Oh, what's the tag?
Yeah. So,
what's the tag?
Yeah, nice.
No, very grateful for that.
Yeah, very good.
Hopefully that one pops off.
Yeah, no, it did.
Oh, it did? Oh,
it has popped off.
No, it hasn't dropped yet, no.
So how did it then?
How did it go?
I'm talking about popped off because I know. You know when you know a banger before it hits. But that's my grateful.
Yeah, grouse.
Good grateful.
Wow, that's a great grateful.
Nice. It's very nice.
It's premature, but
good. Thank you, guys.
My grateful is YKTR.
Yeah, nice.
You know what I mean? Everyone, especially, the boys behind everything, these two fucking lovely cunts, Jacko and Lukey, especially Lukey, Oh, one day off in 4 years. But obviously the man, the boss, Isaac, very, very grateful for him. But also, I live with you cunts every day, so how grateful I am.
Oh,
but
cunts.
Oh, wow. You boys, sorry. But
yeah.
Yeah, just crewing, everything's just falling very nicely, you know.
It is. Yeah, nice. We're rolling nice. Nicely. Mudders?
Mine's a bit of a giggle. I'm grateful for, you know, the ex-Bronx boys coming back together. The old band, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a giggle.
Yeah.
It's a laugh, because, you know, life goes around and you never thought, you know, earlier in your career, you play with people and you leave clubs, everyone
fucking
goes.
Oath, bro.
And it's come back around full circle.
And
we've all grown up.
You don't appreciate it until you go away.
We've all grown up, you know, we're all there when we're 18, 17.
I'm sure you
19.
Guys are still rat bags, though.
And then just having a few of the boys back around is a bit of a giggle. So grateful for the old Bronx boys.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Are you going to invite them around for a barbecue?
Yeah, I will. Our special ones.
Was that the last one we just did?
Bands to make a dance.
Hey, Lukey, can you actually change my one to Bands to Make a Dance, please? By Juicy. Juicy J.
That's all mine. Yeah. Obviously, boys, I'm grateful for the opportunity. When I first wrote down my gratefuls, I didn't expect this happening today. I just found out probably about an hour ago. But I do have a grateful, and this comes from, here we go. I'll get it out now. It's a comment in the YouTube section for the Footy Companion, and I believe it's constructed criticism. So I hope I'm right. Okay. So I'll read it out to you. He goes, his name is Zach James, and he goes, these are usually all right. The chemistry with this lineup was flat on the last game, right? And then someone goes, yeah, it was so dead. He goes, if I wanted to watch three guys complain about being tired, I'd walk into my lounge room. To be fair, look, at first it's a bit of a shock value. I don't normally read the comments, but one of my mates.
What's this for, sorry?
For Footy Companion. Footy Companion.
Oh, okay.
The last episode we did, it was a bit of a stinker. The Rabbitohs towed up the Broncos.
Yeah, because it was the game, bro.
And it was us, the YKTR crew. But what he's saying is correct. Like, I'd done maybe a couple of podcasts that day, and I was complaining about doing content fatigue and all this sort of stuff, and I blamed it on the game being not there, and our energy was down.
Yeah.
But people don't care about that. They tune in to watch us be entertaining and keep the energy. So I'm hoping it's constructive criticism and he's an actual fan, because that's how I'm taking it on board.
Perfect.
Zach James, we will be better on the Footy Companions going forward. I'm making a conscious effort to be a little bit up right now.
Maybe get back to the old ways. Get down to the pub, have a few
more beers. 100%.
Yeah. We didn't really
have a snitty. Don't do that anymore. You wound it in, and that's not us as a
100%.
Group, you know? Have a few beers, get a bit merry, and watch the footy and talk shit. That's what everyone tunes in to be.
Yeah. And then he had a big spiel.
Yeah, a few raviolis in the end.
Yeah, he had a big spiel and he talked about.
We love our TTs.
Yeah. And then he had another big one and he talked about. Yeah, like if there's content fatigue, then fucking, you know, don't do the podcast, but put more quality. So that's the way I'm going to take it.
What's his name?
We got Finchy coming back in for next one, so it'll be good to have Finchy back in. He always brings that energy. Yeah, so that's a good one to come back into.
The Joker.
And then we'll figure out the other person moving forward. Yeah. And on that note, keep the energy up with the intro, please, baby.
Tell me what you want. Hey.
Let's go. Let's go. Hey.
This is where I do my best work, baby. Shit. And where Mudders is doing his best work is on the footy field, baby.
Let's go, baby.
He is rolling right now. This contract is footy season. Chat. Or for all three, we'll get to contract footy chat season. For all three.
Ooh.
It's contract season. The money is about to be right for Mudders. But Red V rolling. We just had the boys in today, so we've talked a little bit about Red V. One thing we didn't mention, and I forgot to mention with me and you talked about it, is the Daily Amp point system. How Snack didn't receive a point in the Dragons game.
He's only got it once this year.
He didn't get
one
point.
What are you talking about?
He didn't get one point, bro.
Come on, bro. Something needs to happen.
Yeah, it's bullshit, man.
Yeah, so Simi, you're probably the biggest rugby league fan here. And, you know, you might be taking on now my role as I'm moving up. where would you? Let's talk some footy. Who would you? Did you watch? You watched the game with me too, didn't you?
Yes, I did watch the game. Yes, I watch every game.
Did Snack deserve 3 points?
To be honest with you, I think he deserved 5. But yeah, you know, man, it's the way the NRL works. They try and keep these mainstream players up and above because they use them for marketing and stuff like that. So when you got players coming through like Snack and stuff, they're amazing, but they keep them down by not giving them those points. You know what I mean? They got
a bit of rap bag.
Shout out to Tedesco and Kalen Ponga and stuff like that. But man, when the boys are playing good, man, fucking let us run wild. You know, give us my fucking points, man. Give Snack his points. Fucking 5 points, man.
Well,
but
said.
Is that true though?
It is.
And that's coming from a guy with a lot of footy IQ.
That's why I asked you.
Great for us.
Jeez, you've moved into your new role pretty good there.
Thanks, Rabbit.
No worries.
It's Raps.
Thank you. I'm dyslexic.
Thanks, Rabbit. Oh, fuck.
Holy God. Oh, you lost me, Rabbit.
Holy God.
You lost me, Rabbit.
I'm just fucking so around. I'm just joking, bro. I'm just joking.
Nah, it's good, bro.
Nah, he is Rabbit. He wasn't Rabs. Yeah, Rabs. It just sounded fucking funny, Rabbit. But Mudders, yeah, like obviously you're flowing now. Things are good. Like life is good at the Dragons. You spoke a little bit about it today.
Yeah. No, it's just good, bro.
Snack's playing so good.
Yeah, Snack's playing good. You know, life's just good at the minute down there. Just playing for each other. Big boys are doing their job. Makes my job a lot easier. Just working as a team.
Shout out again to Maxi Bond Mudders, Josh Kerr, Vaughn,
all the middles.
Fuck, brother.
Chuggy.
They're going really good.
They're going good. Yeah.
They're going good, bro. So,
what do you reckon the difference is, though?
We're just a team, bro, this year.
Yeah?
Last year.
Is it the coaches or
over.
Is it just your guys' mentality coaches. Going into the season?
I think Hook's done a big job of just bringing us together.
Yep.
Everything we did in preseason, all the little things. Just, you know, valuing our teammates more than we value ourselves.
And I think as well, and I don't mean any disrespect by this, is there's five of you guys off contract next season. Do you think you've decided to I'm just asking for the footy background.
Mate, that's probably got a little bit to do with it as well. You know what I mean?
I'm just fucking around.
I was just looking at the stats and stuff from last season, and it's...
It's quite alarming.
It's actually quite shocking. Everything's the same by the coach. No.
Oh, I'm
grateful.
Yeah, I. Yeah, bro.
Yep. So
thanks, Rabbits.
What's the cunt's name?
Rabs.
Oh, Rabs.
Yeah, but no, he does call him Rabbits.
Isn't
he does call him Rabbits. Yeah, Rabs is short for things.
Isn't his...
Rabbits.
So I was right.
But you're right, but it just didn't sound right. Rabbit.
Thanks, Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Thanks, Rabbit.
I think if
thanks,
anything, Rabbi. It's Rabs or Rabbits, but it's not Rabbit.
Oh, it's Rabs.
Yeah. Next time.
It was a giggle anyway.
Whoa, I don't like to take shortcuts.
Chico, on to any update with your footy stuff at the moment? Are you close to securing the club?
No updates.
Okay.
No updates, nothing really. Sort of still the same chat. Looking at three clubs.
Okay.
At the moment, I can't really say who.
That's fair.
But I'm pretty sure you guys, everyone will have a fair idea.
There's a few that could...
A few that, you know, needs a hooker, someone in my position. But nothing set in stone yet. I'm hoping.
Enough's enough. Let's get me boy on the team. Let's go.
Yeah, 100%. Honestly, the team that needs him the most right now is the Bulldogs. They need that experience. They need a bit of aggression.
I reckon my Bird Gang needed more than the Bulldogs.
Really?
Yeah, Bird Gang, yeah.
And it's probably a better place, eh?
I reckon, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, make sure you get an extra room if you go to Manly, huh?
I'll
ask Monkey what she thinks about that.
Yeah.
Monkey doesn't have a say.
Have to go through
Monkey doesn't have a say.
Ooh, I'm telling her. I'm going to find out what this is and I'm going to screenshot and say, listen to this part.
That's nice, bro. Yeah, well, we're about to get onto that Batuta article. That's coming up next. But before we get onto that.
Is this the one about the dances at
the dances?
That was so funny. Did you watch that?
I was like, bruh.
I was cringe. I was cringing.
Bruh, it is.
What happened? Explain to me what happened.
So they're like launching this big boat or something.
Yeah, warship.
And they've got
Navy.
They've got all these old, obviously experienced fucking sergeants or whatever you want to, bro. And they've got these like girls,
dancing, make good dance.
The dancing like
and the songs to dance. It were just like club songs you'd find up on the weekend.
They look like strippers. Yeah, they look like.
Are we
going to
play some of the songs coming up? And now, do you reckon some of them songs might come up in the
maybe if he changes one of his songs?
Yeah.
But it was like Cardi B and stuff like that.
I'm trying, because everyone.
Yeah, but it was so weird. And then like you've got all these old people like. Like looking around going, what's going on? Yeah, it's a bit of a giggle.
It's like UK drill.
Can we get the
Let's try to get the clip up. As Lukey, we'll come back to that because we're going to roll two Batutas into one.
Yeah.
Simi, let's talk about your footy career.
Ooh.
Or lack thereof, because you are now out for the rest of the season with a broken leg.
Yeah.
Run us through the situation, mate. How was it one carry in? Oh, we want to know everything. Yeah. And how are you now? What's the update?
Not only physically, but mentally as well. How are you?
No,
how
I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
That's what I care about.
I don't know.
Troublemaker.
Where do I go? So, I mean, do you want me to tell you how the whole day went? Like, real quick?
Everything.
Okay, real quick. Okay,
no,
so.
We got time.
I woke
just
up. The game was at 2 o'clock kickoff. I woke up feeling very dangerous, as usual.
Woke up feeling dangerous.
I mean? Yeah. Shout out Normie, he gave me that.
Shirt's coming soon. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Your favourite quarterback, Baker Mayfield. Eh?
Sorry, your shoes just on my foot. Oh, shit, sorry. Holy cunt. So then woke up feeling really naughty. Hoz and I went for breakfast down at next door as per usual. All that shit went down. Went home, had a pool.
Great.
Yeah, I needed to because sometimes I can be too aggressive out there.
But I get slack, bro. I'll never know the day off, bro.
That is my ritual of doom.
Where do you guys wank on?
Bro, honestly,
I always wank in my housemates' toilets. Nah. Sorry. So
you're a funny cunt.
Who, Chico, when you caught him out last week? Anyway, I just cleaned my toilet, beauty. Chico took a shit and had a wank in it, beauty. I just bleached it. And Simi caught him.
It was actually so good too. You know what category I had up to?
Porg. Porg. I know me boy way too well.
Yeah. What's porg?
Just look it up for yourself.
Yeah.
What the fuck is porg?
Just look it up, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Glizz.
Yeah, that's that glizzy.
No,
that
no glizzy.
So then obviously went to the game and I was just out there on the field with the wingers just running a few plays. And then fucking warmed up and shit. And I knew something was off, man, when they gave me the medium shorts. Because I've got a size 38 waist. And just, it was not unorganized, but it was just, I was just like, where's my fucking extra large shorts? Gives me the mediums. Everyone's like turning their back on me. And I'm like, surely one of you like little white guys is fucking give me your extra large shorts. So I've got a pair of mediums out there and like fucking knee high socks. It's already fucked up, you know, because I like to look sexy out there. Anyway, so I go out there, I take one hit up. And then there were some big cunts in there, and they were probably only like 20 to 25, these guys. Big Islander boys. And I was like, fuck it. So I ran at the biggest cunt, and the first time, it winded me badly. And I was like, oh, welcome back to the big leagues. and then they kicked the ball out. Some cunt got injured. So it was our penalty. I'm standing there and I'm thinking, and I can see people with their phones out like this.
Yeah, because you got a crowd.
Yeah, got the crowd of doom. So then I go to run up, like nice solid head up, and then the cunt falls on my leg. And
I just wanted to interrupt.
But yeah, put it up there, put it right up there, so they can see it. Look at the contact here. Look at this, bang! Look at the meters. that's three grown human beings on my back, and then bang.
Hush. He goes to me, bro, I was fucking almost going to score a try, beauty.
Well, 15 meters you can't out. See the try line. You can't see the... you're not used to scoring tries, that's fine. Anyways, so you know what I thought about when it happened? And I'm just going to be open about this. I thought about... There's two things. Actually, three things. One time I got injured when I was a kid playing footy and my dad gave me a hiding afterwards because he said I was soft. That's what it reminded me of. Second was my mum's cooking. And third was my ex-girlfriend, man. I thought, she's coming back. Anyways.
Did it work out that way?
I didn't hear from any of them. Got a phone call from you laughing at me, but that was about it, man.
I turn up to the hospital and spend some time with you?
You did, man. You did, and I appreciate that. Chico offered... Normie laughed, didn't answer my call. Because
you're in trouble, troublemaker.
Nah, but yeah, it's actually been a blessing in disguise. So.
Yeah, because we were having a laugh and another part we wanted to speak about too, Normie, was because we thought, we didn't know if it was legit or not.
Yeah.
Obviously with Simi, in the past, he's been known to tell a few porkies. Listen, respectfully.
But yeah. Can I speak after this?
No. Yes, you can. You get a chance to reply. So I thought it was a Fonda Mentassa sort of mutters. And if you know about Fonda Mentassa,
like a Krita Matata.
He's Queensland Cup folklore mutters. You want to tell us a story about Fonda Mentassa, a story that you remember about him or you've been told? He's like folklore, like you're not too sure if the stories are true or not.
So like I think he was playing and he got stretched off into an ambulance. So
they stopped the game for half an hour.
And he got stretched off and he was in the back of the ambulance and apparently like he broke the door back open.
and ran back onto the field and started playing again.
Fondamenta. So like the ambulance goes off the field and then they reckon they hear like the sirens or whatever. And then this fucking big commotion as people were clapping, and Fondamentas has kicked the back of the doors open and he's ran back out on the field and finished and won the game. And I heard another folklore story about him, and this is very Simi-esque as well. Apparently, he wasn't a left or right winger. He only played on the side of the grandstand.
That's the best, bro. That's the best.
So if the grandstand is, and he's going north, he's played left side in the first half and he plays right side on the second half.
Nice.
So he's always in front of the grandstand. So a proper giggle sounds a bit like Simi sometimes.
Yeah,
some
man, we weren't sure. I actually was looking like a fucking snack out there, eh? As I always do. I was looking really good. Thank God, obviously, for these legs because they did me dirty.
But the doctor said probably the fastest healing legs that he's seen.
The doctor did say when he looked at these x-rays, he said these are probably some of the strongest bones he's ever seen in his life and been
Wolverine,
a doctor.
Wolverine-like.
And
Wolverine-like.
He's been a doctor for about 50, 60 years.
Nice.
Like literally World War II shit. So he's seen it all.
He would have seen
so it. So I'm grateful.
Will you ever play footy again?
Probably only in bed. Nah. Yeah, I do. I'm talking about sex, bro.
I know.
I will try. But I don't know, man. It's scary, you know.
The rehab is
it's like when I got injured horse riding. Last time I went on a horse is when I tackled this Tongan guy. Nah.
All right, let's go. We've got the Batuta. I'm watching this live too. I haven't seen it, so I'm looking forward to it. We're about to watch the Batuta Advocate article that's come up. Deceiving vision from ABC slammed. Is this fucking
Q-tip? Jeff Robson? Jeff Robson.
Holy D. It looks like a fucking...
Yep.
Got the tire doomed though.
Actually, very nice. Yeah, that's a racist nice. Kid if I've ever seen
the
it.
The old Windsor knot.
Windsor. Yeah, that's that church.
That's that church church.
That's private that church, school.
That's that church knot coming to fuck up.
Hey.
Holy shit. Get down. Original, updated.
Oh, bro. It's proper tearing me, bro.
No way. Oh, shit.
Oh, bro.
Looks like they're in Kittens in Melbourne.
Men's Gallery.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, bro.
You haven't seen
disrespect.
That?
No, it's the first time I've seen it.
Whoa.
That's disrespect. That's what that is.
What was the
but
theme?
Is it though?
Has someone got fired for that? Someone's going to get fired for that.
I hope not.
Who's the choreographer?
If anything, they should be fucking given a bump up in the wage. You know how hard it is to be a Navy man? It's out there fucking dudes in the bloody galley.
I'm getting the Batuta Advocate article up to get this exactly right.
Those guys are so funny, man.
Yeah, hilarious.
They're
so
fucking crack up airs, bro.
Is there two or one?
Two.
Two.
Yeah,
they are. Two dudes. Batut.
Big fan.
Man,
big
my auntie and uncle bought the actual pub out west, man.
Did they?
Yeah. Something went horribly wrong. Legit, bro.
We need to go out there and do a vlog. Did they still have it?
No. Something happened.
All right. So the article is for the Batuta Advocate. Why can't I get it out? Batuta Advocate article is local girl meeting boyfriend's mates for first time realise she chose the least attractive one. So we're going to start off. You can't vote for yourself. Who would you worry about the most from least to worst out of the group if you're bringing a girl home?
I would.
Who's the one you're in danger of?
Chico, then Simi.
I'm the danger.
Least. No, you're the least.
Oh, thank you.
Least Chico, then him.
Thank you.
I'd go me.
We've got a few experiences.
No, you can't pick yourself, so you're picking us three.
No, I mean the least.
Yeah, you can't pick yourself.
You can't pick yourself because you're the one with the girl, so you're not worried about... You know what I mean? If you bring your girl back.
Oh, yes.
And this doesn't have to be your missus. This is like maybe a first date.
Yeah.
You bring the chick back and then she meets all the boys and she's like, oh, she's got a bit of a twinkle in her eye.
Okay. Or maybe she comes out for drinks and we're all on.
Yeah. So you said me, Lotus.
You, Chico, Simi.
Simi. Mm. Yep. Simi?
I'd probably go you, Chico, Normie.
Normie, yep. Okay.
Is this
Chico?
Is this what?
So
worry
least,
the most?
Least me, Chico
least,
second.
Least to the worst.
Yeah. I'd say the most I'd worry about between you, because I wouldn't trust my dog with any of both ears.
Oh,
you trust me.
All three.
Please stop.
Your dog died.
Thanks for bringing that up. That was 6 months ago, bro. Nah, yeah. I'd go Simi.
Thank
least.
Thank
you. Trust him the most.
Thank you.
No, at least.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah. So I'll flip that down. Sorry. So I trust Hoz the most.
Yeah.
Because I trust Hoz. Very trustworthy.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's just, I got to flip a coin here. Because I've seen both of yous.
At our best. You know.
I wouldn't call it the best. It's a bit of a.
Nah, off-putting. I need to be honest, though.
It's off-putting.
Let me.
I'd go Hoz, Normie, Simi.
Okay. I'm going to come at this from a girl's perspective, though. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be dead honest, okay? Imagine meeting you two guys, full of energy, charisma, somewhat good looking, right? And I mean that, I'm not being disrespectful.
You're missing out the 5'2" part of
you,
it.
Like, you know, you guys are both, like, you're shredded to death. Like, you look like Michael B. Jordan.
Thank you.
You're tall.
What?
You're tall.
Michael B.
Hodor.
Jordan.
Hodor. Hodor vibes.
Hodor.
And then you bring these girls home, and you walk them into us. Do you know how...
This isn't about you. Come on, you
no,
go.
But that's what this is talking about. And I'm saying to you guys, it's not our fault. It's their fault.
But you haven't done ratings for us three. So that's
I
the
gave
point
you the
it.
Ratings.
I see where he's coming
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I can see okay. where he's coming from. Yes. It's not us. I'm not... Like, I lick my lips 24-7. It's up to them if they want to.
Like a hyena sitting on the couch.
and because, you know, like, it is what it is.
So just do the way
so
we're
So I'm the worst then. Is that what you guys are saying? I'm
I guess
shocked.
So, yeah, because you would be last for me as well. It would be Chico, then Normie, then you last. Because...
Oh, yeah. There's a few stories that back this up too. This
yeah,
will hurt.
Yeah, been, yeah, there is a few.
Okay.
You've been in the DMs okay, for the of late too. It's yeah. been in the DMs yeah. with Charlotte yeah, before and I've seen that.
I've seen
that.
Oh, never done it with you. Not inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not inappropriate.
Not Charlotte, not Charlotte, not that one.
No. I know he wouldn't. I know he wouldn't.
Very trigger happy on Instagram. Very trigger happy.
Okay, I'm going to defend myself here. And if we're going to be honest about my stories, I'm not going to be obviously honest about your guys' stories because... Just the current situation.
Okay.
But anyways, okay. The reason why sometimes I've hit on Normie's chicks, right, is because he doesn't commit to any of them. And then I'm just like, shit, well, it's my turn now. And then...
Nah, bro, but that ain't that you have, definitely
you have,
ain't it.
You have given
that
him the green light.
You've given me the green light. I always ask.
Interested in a girl.
I always ask.
He never asks, but he just knows.
Yes, I do. I do. I
he
go, hey,
never
may I? I say may I. That's where may I came
yes,
into play.
May I.
Hoz's one, that was an accident. Can I please
she walks. She walks back out through the front door. Simi's gone. Hey, what you doing?
You know that. Okay, listen.
Beauty. Poor
May
Hoz.
I?
Poor Hoz.
I can't even defend myself.
She hasn't even
why,
closed the door
is
and
why
Simi's
I'm
gone.
This is my last 10 in the kitchen.
And
I'm
Simi's not, gone. What are you doing?
No. You know it's the truth too. I didn't know Hoz in this woe we're talking, right? I said woe. I didn't know that you guys were talking.
Respectfully.
So I messaged. I didn't know they even knew each other. I messaged her to catch up. She said no. So I said, okay, cool. Then Hoz rocked up with her. And then in my mind, I was like, fuck, this looks so familiar. Mm. I didn't message her after that, though. And you know that. This
yeah,
is
no,
the
he
truth.
Didn't. He didn't.
Thank you. I didn't message her after that.
What is your gut like? What do you think about that?
What about when I left the training one time and you're like... and then I get a text and I'm like, oh, no. May I just have one to myself, please?
What do you mean? How many ones, though? You're like the New Zealand police number.
Yes. That's well played, true, well played. True. Well,
how many ones is
too
there?
Good,
three.
Too good.
Three.
Too good.
Well but, so, you know, and then this is the thing, right? Like, when I get a shorty over, I'm either dating them. Shut up, bro. How you been? Good?
Play on.
I thought that was ours.
It's oh, did you double ours. Up?
No, that's not ours.
Oh, bro.
You did that day.
I just made that up so because you guys cut me out of the other handshake. Does that mean he gets this handshake? Does that mean he gets
no,
that handshake?
No.
Oh.
No.
I thought that was a YK.
No,
I don't even know. What, I miss out on handshakes.
Nah, do the handshake and show them like the YKTR.
Nah, he got it over in LA.
They've got a secret handshake.
You got it over in LA?
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, so then when I get a shorty over, right, I'm dating them or seeing them.
Yeah?
I'm seeing them. And then she'll leave. And then, like, for example, a few months back, this chick leaves and I'm like, you know, I'm buzzing. And then Normie goes, very threesome-y, mister. And I go,
pick them vibes.
I go, no, bro, no. And he goes, yes, bro, this is the one I want. And I'm like, bro, I'm dating this girl, please. And he's like,
shut
no.
Up.
He goes like this, no. You're always greedy. You owe me one. And I'm like,
he owes me that many. It's not funny.
We've had some good times though, yeah? But we'll leave it at that and move on.
That was good. That was really a giggle, yeah. That was really good. I enjoyed that. All right, boys.
But it's not my fault. I'm hot, you know?
It's not. Last episode, you made Connor What's in Your Billy Goat because you did not like his song. You did not like his song.
Respectfully.
Was it respectful?
He's a good looking Billy Goat.
Yeah, he is. He's one of the boys.
He's one of the boys.
We love 257.
Yeah, I would never do that to someone that I didn't think I could do it to.
Yeah. Respectfully. So what we're going to do is we're going to give Connor the opportunity to judge your song now. So,
well, I wanted three and you only give me two.
Yeah, we cut it down. Two. Simi kept on changing his mind 17 times, so I had to cut it down. The songs, and because at the time too, we didn't know what genre they were on. So the genre was pick an artist with the first initial from your first name. So he was Coldplay, Connor Watson. He was
I thought
Coldplay.
It'd be better than that.
Yeah, we thought that's it could be a better Coldplay song. Yeah.
Oh, yes, right. What he likes.
So, yeah,
true. Very true. Sorry, Connor.
Chico, because you are the music guy in our group, we're going to kick off with you.
Normie's more. Diversity.
Yep. Triple J, Doom.
Anyway, so Chico, your first song is Cowboy.
Cowboy,
MB Cowboy. Me, and we're going to play that from the start, please, boys.
DJ, drop it like it's hot.
Nah, it's not coming through.
Nah. Rats.
Did you go back to the other one or nah?
Nah, they didn't let me.
Yeah, you were overthinking this one.
I'll change it.
Oi?
Or to figures?
Yeah.
Yeah, I prayed to Lord, I saw the key.
Oh, right.
Hey, it's just late night when you're cruising.
100. It's just had a little fucking scrape.
Oh, eh?
Hey.
Cruising back over the bridge.
Hey.
Back home.
Yeah. After being in the city.
Turn it up.
This is like when we come back from Nara Lounge cruising.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready?
Hey.
I want the gang, I want the mob, what you thinking? Remember them days and that shit was hard, a nigga been thinking. I put a 4 and a 20 ounce, a nigga been drinking.
Cut. Beautiful, yeah, good choice, well done, Chico.
Nice. Fuck yeah,
okay. That's why I wanted to start with you, Brad. Second song is Chance the Rapper, Summer Friends. And we're starting for 55 seconds, please.
It's amazing how you...
Doesn't make you feel happy?
Hey.
Have you seen this fellow ACL too?
Oh. Whoa. Take a chance.
Socks on concrete, jolly rancher kids. I was talking back and I got a stack.
Thank you.
Bunch of tank top, nappy headed bike, stealing shot of boys. None of my niggas ain't had no day. None of my niggas ain't had no choice.
Nice.
Man, I know these songs, but like, because I'm dyslexic. Like, I can say it, but when it comes out my mouth, it doesn't come out the right way. But the amount of times I'll be singing the car, I'm like, fuck, mate, you got to get this.
And obviously, Chico's first name isn't Chico, it's James Seguiaro, but me, Jordan, and James were the same. So we went two C's and two J's. Jordy Simi, you will be the first J. We are going with Jesse, what's her name?
Raymond.
Jesse J.
Yeah.
From the start.
Oh, your foot.
Whatever the biggest Jesse song J. is.
It's not me.
Yep.
My foot's back on down here.
Here we go. Simi's first song.
Track.
Figures.
Yeah.
I gave you ride or die and you gave me games. Love. Figures.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wait,
ready?
I'm crying. Ready?
It makes you gray vibes.
Love. Figures.
Right, it's coming.
I gave it all.
It's coming, it's coming.
You gave me shit. Figures.
Ready? Three.
Here it comes. Exactly.
Ready?
I wish I could hurt you back.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Nice. Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
Nice.
And his second song is John Legend, All of Me, from 7 Seconds, please. So, miss that first little bit.
John.
I smell, baby.
Ready? That's my second.
What would I do without your smile, man? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding. And I'm pinning you down. What's going on in that damn beautiful mind?
Thank you.
Good song.
Good song. Gun.
Sorry, you know, heartbreaking shit.
All right, Mudder's nice. Mudder's first song is Central C.
Yes,
and he
yes
has track issues from hey 14 seconds, please.
Well,
what's the issues? But I'm trying to fix that for you. Hey, if I can't afford that bag that you want, then I will lick that for you. Hey, I want to be there for you. Hey, I knew that the day I saw you. Too many times we argued, sorry for all of the names I called. Should've never called you a bitch, but I did. Now you're pissed trying to cut my clothes.
Oh, hated
that
fuck.
And you wouldn't have known that fuck those hoes. Don't act like you care how I feel. Don't act like you care how I feel. You don't. Don't like how you act so spoiled. You start moving.
Very good, yeah, very
I
good.
I got commitment issues.
Thank you, DJ. And if anyone knows Corey, he loves his country. And
oh, it's a classic that old song.
Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey, baby.
Bam.
From 20 seconds.
Oh, wow. How many bends? How many bends is this song?
Oh, let's listen. In the ballroom. Turn it up. Turn
it up. Hey. Turn the mic up.
The girl's the only girl I know.
Papa just sitting around having a beer.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I will have another beer. I will have another. Give me a G-dub, please.
What's your F1 2?
Me from reaching for the bottle.
Yeah, just yeah keep going. A little bit.
Coming back.
Oh, I can make some one again.
Beer. You are gone. Shout out to G-dub. Come on, Rob.
Shout out to G-dub.
Ready, ready? Ready?
Ooh, rest smooth. Everyone.
Hey.
It's Tennessee whiskey.
Fuck, bitch.
Okay, I could have gone some obvious ones, but I've decided to go. I'm an old, you know, everyone knows I love the old school. God. But one of the newer songs I love, I'm a big fan of The Weeknd. I couldn't fit him in, but I do have a song from Juice WRLD called Smile with The Weeknd. And can you start at a minute 23, please?
Do you remember when we seen The Weeknd
at ACL? Yeah, ACL, yeah, great.
Best.
What a lineup that year was.
Oh. I do anything in my power to see you just smile. I want you to pass, break and pass. I just want to see you smile. Don't cry.
Nice. Oh, nice. Thank you, nice. Thank you.
I got commitment issues.
And like I said, whenever Mudders gets in the car with me, I'm always playing the old school. And it'd be remiss if I didn't put the King of Pop, where it all started, Jackson 5, I'll Be There.
Oh,
2 minutes, 30 seconds, fuck, please. 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Get ready to sing, boys. 2:30.
I know he better be good to you. Call out. Call my name.
I was going to hit that fucking MJ.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Yeah, nice. I like that segment.
Call out
yeah,
my good name.
Hey, Connor.
And I'll be there.
Hey, Connor. Hey, Connor, don't you dare give me that Billy Goat after them 2 seconds, please.
Connor, if you watch it, if you think it's a Billy Goat, please let us know. If you think any of our songs are Billy Goat, that's your thing. That's their thing. Yeah. They do the songs.
Thank
so
you, too.
I appreciate
Connor,
that.
Why is my
again,
mic so loose?
We've borrowed the Gratefuls off them. We've now borrowed that. We'll leave it at that. Like I said, that's their
we
thing.
We won't do that again. That was just a big shout out.
But that's a big shout
out. I like that. I like music.
I know. Yeah. That's your thing. I know. But
I want to go in their podcast now.
Let's do positions. Shout out. Wait, 257 advice. Maybe a 257, 10 in the can collective.
Yeah.
Huh? That'd be pretty
that
cool.
Loose.
All right, boys.
Like your lips.
Is that everything we got? Did you want to touch? Do you want to...
Yeah.
Because I'm happy to speak about your relationships all the time.
Yeah, let's
like
talk about
Like I said,
it.
You want to speak about the yeah, girl I've been saying?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
100%. What do you mean?
Because honestly, yeah. I hadn't seen
I
you.
Know.
I hadn't seen you for like
hard,
a week, bro.
100%.
Yeah. I hadn't seen you for a week, and then we went for breakfast, and we're cruising around in a Rangey, and you're just looking at me with a massive smile, and I'm just going, fuck, bro, this cunt's done.
Can I...
Interrupt me again? Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, because this is the thing. If
go ahead.
If anyone's lost out, it's been me because obviously Hoz and I spend, am I right? Every day together.
Yep. Work, we work together.
Sleep, hunt, food. And I didn't even know that you were seeing this chick for a minute. And then all of a sudden, you're not calling me no more, not messaging me, not answering my calls. And you're replying as well. You're replying straight over. Or should we just head straight into it?
Yeah, okay. This,
so my Billy Goat of the week is I messaged Justin and he didn't answer my call. He replies back to me straight away. Is everything okay, bro? And I'm telling you, like, he calls me. We call each other all the time, message each other all the time. So I don't know who this woe is, but she's got you a beaut, man. She's got your beauty. And then you go like this. I go, you go, hey, man, my keys are on the bench. I go, what do you mean? How are you getting around? You're like, got the Rangey now, bro.
Yeah, bro. He picked me up and he goes, let's go to breakfast in the Rangey. And we're in there and he's going.
Wow,
bro. Oi, he was like this, bro.
I know, bro.
And I'm going, wow.
I know, bro.
I just go to him later, bro.
I know.
I've lost you.
And I'm happy
I don't
for
know
you,
what
bro.
Talking about.
Happy I'm happy for you.
Nah. We're taking a bit. I'm happy to take the Mickey. I take the Mickey. It's very early on.
I'm not actually taking the Mickey. I'm genuinely happy for your ass.
Speaking on Billy Goats, if anyone remembers the story, I met baby girl a little bit while back. She is the OG Billy Goat story. I met at Haynes' wedding, but we're just hanging out. It's been last couple of weeks, but it's been nice. It's so
good on you.
Very early on. Normally, you know, when I talk about these things on here, it doesn't end well for us. It's turned out bad in the past, but. No, it's good. I'm enjoying hanging out with her. So, Chico, do you have a Billy Goat
Wonder
for us?
Voldemort's caught wind.
Billy Goat.
Let's keep it positive.
We're going to finish with compliments.
Yeah.
You will pick the worst compliment. Simi.
Nah, yours is good. Yours is good this week.
Can you go somewhere else? Go Simi.
Okay, no. He just made me your Billy Goat, didn't you? Was I lovely or Billy Goat or both?
Lovely.
Lovely. Okay, I was acting lovely. Yours were the boys.
Yeah. My Billy Goat's has gone to Benny and Andrew McCulloch. bro, I don't know if they're doing this shit on purpose. They're getting me to train like 4 hours early. And if you play with me and you know what I'm like.
What do you mean are they getting you? I don't know how they get what are they
Maybe
doing?
That's bro, the like, secret to the season.
Bro, we start like 9 o'clock. We're there, called to 8, 7:30. What am I going to do like for that time? Like fucking. But yeah, so they, like, it was all last week. So I don't know if they'll play a trick on me. And I don't know. But I gave them my Billy Goats because bro, come on bro.
Because you used carpool together. So they're coming and picking you up at what, 6:37?
And then they start throwing rocks at my window because I'm just jumping out of the shower. Cause I'm like, hurry up, Naomi, hurry up.
Yeah, you said Hunty come in the other day.
And Hunt just walks in my room. I'm fucking butt naked. I'm trying to get my crutches. Hey, where's Normie? I'm like, holy shit, man. The captain of the Dragons is in my room looking at me butt naked with crutches.
What an honor.
Sign my jersey.
Fritz did.
So I don't know, man. I mean, maybe that's the secret to you guys' season, getting there early, probably breaking down a bit of
but
film.
But you know what? They brought up a good – yeah, that's I was about to say that. They go, go do some video or something. I said, you know what? You're probably right.
So CIQ. So I keep saying it. That's why.
Up here. So I got on the speaker and played some music, you know, had a little stretch.
Yeah, and what did you find?
No, your I, didn't kick, go your, do, I didn't do
Your
video.
Kicking game was a bit rough?
No, bro.
Oh. Anyways.
He's rough as your lies.
Do you have a Billy Goat?
My Billy Goat would have to be. I'd like to nominate myself.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you.
Okay, hear him out, yeah?
Thank you.
Yeah, relax, Rotto. Yeah.
Thank you.
Relax. I said relax.
Yeah.
The reason why I've nominated myself, we lost basketball on Monday.
Oh, okay.
You know? And
no comment.
Majority, if not probably all the blame, would probably be because of me. I missed that. The easiest layup of doom.
It wasn't the layups.
Well, It was the shots.
No, when there would be two people there and you kept fucking passing the ball like this, trying to get it through the little gaps.
But then, to my defense.
Okay.
Yeah, to my defense.
If you call yourself out, you can.
Yeah,
you can
to my defense. Yeah. But yeah, to my defense, I got a bit excited after work. It was a big day.
You hadn't played in a minute either.
Yeah. Exactly. And maybe I should have thought about that before I had three or four schooners at the pub.
Four Lake Gooners, have you?
No way.
Yeah, a few shandies. A
few shandies at the pub, and I've come in sort of, you know.
These guys were Yahoo-ing. Shooting the ball like Lonzo, rookie season. And I was just sitting there like, rookie fuck.
And we had like, we had like 10 seconds to win. And I had the easiest layup ever. Like, Normie threw the ball, I caught it, the ring's right there. And I've hit to the ring.
And it fucking, it was like a jab. It just goes, he threw it like that. Like probably like what any of the girls would do.
Yeah.
In the situation.
It's a hard ring, eh?
And
Not really.
Not this one. Not this shot.
Not for me. I'm just trying to get used to
it. It's like a veteran escorts ring.
I'm undefeated, so like I was just trying to get used to help. True.
A veteran escort. That's good. So yeah,
Billy Goat.
I'll be my own Billy Goat.
Okay, your own Billy Goat.
My Billy Goat.
Love your honesty.
You just made me.
No, you were my lovely.
Oh, okay, yeah, go Billy Goat.
My Billy Goat, because I'm happy for you, bro. I want you to find love and grow up. My Billy Goat. For
you've had a good episode. You've had a really good episode. You've been on fire.
Must be the ankle.
Because we hammered you last week, but you've had a fucking really good episode.
It's because I haven't. Oh wait, drank. I haven't drunk for 3 weeks, so that's probably the difference. So my Billy Goat would have to be myself. And I want you guys to hear me out for this, please. Because it's hard. So as you guys know, I'm single now, right? And
what happened?
You know exactly what happened.
Oh.
You were calling me up the day after laughing.
Call you Mr. Troublemaker.
So anyways, I try to work things out with Mumsy.
Please gotta
say. Well played too, by the way. Continue.
Yes.
So I try to work things out for Mumsy, and those who know me, I live by my nickname, Simpy. So anyways, we went out for dinner.
Should you be saying this?
Yeah. I don't care, man. Yeah, I don't care.
I'm trying to put it out.
So we went out for dinner and you know, things weren't going well at all. So I was like, fuck. Before we went to dinner, I prepared a PowerPoint. I prepared a PowerPoint presentation. Sorry, I'm just fucking It's some gay shit. And then
I want to get my hands on this PowerPoint.
Please, can we get this?
I created this PowerPoint presentation, and the header said why we should stay together. And the idea was to make light of the situation, you know, make her laugh, make her happy.
That's fucking, it's and a nice gesture.
And then just had like, yeah, I was just pushing next.
You have a laser pointer?
And I had Bruno.
You have a laser pointer?
Yeah.
Why?
I had Bruno Mars's, new song out in the background.
What is it?
Close the door.
Leave and then the I was like, room. You know, I was like, why we should stay together? Pros and cons. And then next, and pros and cons. Cons, nothing. Pros, everything. It was super basic. And she laughed about it. So I was like, okay, we're in good spirits. And then next minute, I got the fucking Jonah Lumber of Doom when he was playing for Mounties. I was like, yeah, so it didn't work. It didn't work. I knew I should have added the fucking pie charts and whatnot, but next time I'm sure I'll run into the same situation.
You live and you learn.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're a very good Billy Goat.
I love that.
And you're
and you got to put yourself out there, you know what I mean?
100.
If you don't try, then you'll never know. So
exactly right.
I'm gonna rename this. Like, sure, everyone was gassing me up today for the week of Doom, but Simi, you had the episode of Doom, you're on fire, mate.
Yeah,
I don't think I can top you with my Billy Goat, but I'll say it anyway. Mine is Northern Beaches residents. Following on from last week, we spent a couple of weeks over in Northern Beaches.
Very nice.
And they are the biggest lemons, I believe. I love the Northern Beaches. I want to live there.
Yeah.
But if you are someone who is looked down upon in society, and I'm talking about traffic controllers, wearing high vis.
Yeah. I've been getting
zero respect over there. And it started with getting blown in the face with a witch's hat 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And then last night a guy moved a cone. And I just, you know, like I always go up and try to, you know, I don't want anything to escalate. I can't be fucked. I just want to get, I want the day to be done.
For sure.
And he goes, can I just go into the tie? Sound like Simi saying to the, sorry, respectfully.
Yeah. But
yeah. And he goes, can I just go in the Thai restaurant and get my food? And I said, mate, honestly, like we're just, look, the bobcats up there, they're ripping up gravel. We need it. Everyone can't, no one can park in this street. And he goes, it says 9 o'clock on the signs. And I'm like, here we go. So this is going to be one of those ones. So I'm fucking stuck. And by the way, they just drive over your cones. They're like, fuck, they can be real rude in Northern Beaches. And then it went on for a little bit.
Fuck that shit.
And then he goes, well, I'm going to get it anyway. Like, and then he just fucking walked off in the car. And I'm like, you fucking.
I would have scratched
it. And then he come back out. And I go, like. And then he got in. He goes, see, that was quick. And I said, honestly, bro, I don't even care. Just fucking go.
Yeah.
And he goes, and then he come at me one more time. And I go, you fucking geek.
Fucking loser.
I said, just fucking get out of here, you fucking geek. And he goes, and he reversed out, and then he sat there in my car, like facing me and went, beep. like loud. And I'm just standing there going,
Sal's just standing there doing all the work.
And then people were looking at me again, and Simi's sitting in the car on his phone, fucking having dramas with fucking the chick that he met 3 days ago.
That's a joke.
That was my Billy Goat, boys. And I'll roll straight into my lovely. It happened today as well. Duff gets my lovely. He's he's been feeling himself so much.
He gets my lovely every day.
He messaged me. I said to him, because we organised that he was going to come into the Red V pod, and then he had the Game of Doom on Sunday night against the Eels. Congratulations to him.
Weapon.
And he goes, oh, no, now you come around. It matters you were next to him, I think, winding him up. But he goes, oh, beauty, get off my dick. and I go, Fred, relax. Yeah, I could get fucking Pappy in here if I want. So just, you know, you be... I said, you can tell you're doing something in the world when the Scope podcast is getting in for a
fast,
shout out to
man.
Pappy, killing it. Bit of a giggle. I mean, Duff, sorry.
Oh, shit.
Killing it. And he got reached out to by Billy Slater, which is pretty cool. So we spoke about.
That's amazing.
You're lovely. Do you made me lovely. You already done yours. Chico?
My lovely.
My lovely would be, I think it was the weekend just went. Might have been the weekend just went. I was scrolling through Instagram and whatnot. Someone's story popped up, and it's in this room, and he had very Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh yeah,
is it Nick Carter?
Yeah, that's him. Backstreet Boys. Yeah,
the Red Lips of Doom, and I'm not to say Lukey.
Oh,
you're my lover. Feel himself on the boat. I love that shit. And Red Lips, man. It's like he's been licking his lips for a while. Yeah.
Could
Luke, it's like a straw, strawberries.
Could Lukey be the loveliest cunt at YKTR sports?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
for sure.
Sliding up. Jack Carlo, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Sup?
Even that wink was lovely then, Brad.
Nice.
So Duff is your lovely as well. Mutters. All right.
Man, I'm almost done, bro. I'm so tired.
This is it, boys. The compliments.
Hey, if you're tired, then fucking don't do it.
Hey, nah. Rumor content fatigue. Let's talk about it, yeah? We've got to finish off
strong. Yeah, sorry,
my
bad.
Do me first.
Uncle Scope, for keeping it positive and offering. What?
That's the cunt.
Offering up the Cordial Vibes with his advice for the rest of the kennel.
And grateful. That is from?
That's from Joel Vidler 22.
Thank you. Yeah. Uncle, nice. I like Uncle Cordial too.
Yeah.
Uncle Scope.
Uncle and Cordial are two different things.
What's Cordial mean?
Cordial is like grandfather.
Elder. Yeah, older.
I'm going to do Bala Chick. This one is For the Laugh of Doom and the Absolute Jam Fashion Sense. By Kane Kamana.
Kanama or Kamana. Kane Kamana.
Kane Kamana. Kamana.
Yeah.
Come on, Kane. Kane.
Thank you, Kane.
Right, yeah, Chico, grass. Can you do? You can do Mudders or Simi. Yeah, either or. You got Mudders or Simi.
I'll go Simi. Every group has a bloke that is. Oh, sorry,
a bloke.
My Every bad. Group has a bloke that gets bullied by the boys for a laugh. Thanks for taking the hits, brother. Sonny.
Yeah, he's got a hard name, doesn't he?
Sonny. Sony 19.
You're asking the worst bloke. Haven't read a book since grade 3.
It's a hard one.
I don't know if that's a...
Oh, no, it's Jonesy. That's my handwriting. Sorry, my handwriting's awful. It's at Jonesy. That's what he's getting done with O'Sunny. So every group has a bloke that gets bullied by the boys for a laugh. Thanks for taking the hits for us, brother.
I'm actually grateful for that because it's not only me that sees it.
Yeah.
It's the people too.
I think a lot of people do, but considering you...
Nah, I'm the youngest in the group.
You bring it on upon yourself sometimes.
Yeah. I'm just the joker in the group. Yeah, I'm the glue. I'm the glue. If I died, this whole thing would...
To be fair, you are. You tell me all the time you're the star of this podcast and I'd be lost without you.
No, I'm the star of this whole show and I better get some fucking respect.
True. Mudders, I'll finish with you. Mudders.
Yeah, you do owe me Maccas.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Maccas tonight.
Remember?
Easy.
What for?
The other night you said we'll go stop at McDonald's. That's what you did.
Yeah, say. We're going to stop, but we didn't. So that was the other night. Now tonight's a new night.
All right, we've got one more. We'll get you. Let's finish this off.
Thank you.
Okay, Mudders is having the season of doom.
Thank you.
Yes. We've seen you in the off-season vlogs, bro. Your hustle was paying off, bro. Humble and grateful. Ooh, Christopher Whitechurch.
Thank
grateful.
You.
Grateful. Cheers, bro. Thank you. Love you guys.
See you next time.
Fuck, she's going to cop these hands.